college. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let MidState make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. MidState is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Dalton Fiveash leading off the top of the third inning for Wisconsin Rapids. First delivery from Colton Sylvester, missing upstairs for ball one. 6-0 Rapids, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the rafters, no runs, no hits, and no errors for Green Bay. Noah Marschke, 6 up, 6 down, in his first start in the Northwoods League this summer. The 1-0 delivery misses downstairs to the rafter first baseman. Levin sent to the plate back in the second. A 5-run inning for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-0 fastball middle from Sylvester makes it 2-1. Fiveash drew a 7-pitch walk in that inning and later scored, making his second start in a rafter uniform this summer after joining the team less than a week ago. The 2-1 misses up and in for ball three. Ben Lloyd on deck, top of the order to follow with Aiden Teal. Andy Acco on WFHR. More Rafters baseball right here all summer long. Out of the windup, Sylvester rocks and fires. Fastball missing inside for ball four. It's a 5-pitch walk to Dalton Fiveash, his second time on the bases here today. Ben Lloyd, a big 2-run single, clearing the left side of the infield back in that 5-run second inning.
Number 7, Ben Lloyd. Ben, if he strikes out, you score half run stand here until the end of the inning, so make some noise.
Lloyd now hits in his last two ball games. He collected 2 knocks yesterday off Ryan Kraft, despite the left-hander dealing in that 7-1 growler win over the rafters at Witter Field. First pitch to Lloyd, missing downstairs. Ben played for his hometown Kenosha Kingfish back in 2022. Had 31 at-bats. A 161 hitter. 3 RBIs now on the season with Rapids. The 1-0 swung on and missed, count evens. Made his debut at Lakeshore in the 6-0 victory on July 25th. Had an RBI single and went 1-for-4. Sylvester, first base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Fastball missing inside for ball two. Top of the order on deck with Aiden Teal. Jorge Degatti will follow him up. The 2-1. Fastball ripped on the ground left side, and it eats up Sam Miller, getting through his glove into center field. We'll wait to see how it's scored. By either way, Ben Lloyd aboard twice in this ball game. It's a hot smash that his middle infield counterpart could just not handle. It will go down as an E6. May have some rafter bias in me, but I do question that call. It was hard hit off the bat of Lloyd, and instead of having a multi-hit game, he'll still be 1-for-1. Aiden Teal, big 3-run homer his last time up in the second inning, his 9th of the season. He's the only rafter to have more than 1 2-homer game this season. The first pitch, the outside corner, is called a strike. 2 homers in that Kalamazoo game. He also homered twice at La Crosse back on July 21st. Sylvester set. The 0-1. Teal in the air, center field. We'll stay in the yard for Makani Tanaka to back up on it and make the catch. Fiveash will stay put at second base. That is the first out of the inning. Jorge Degatti, 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He singled and scored back in the first, grounded out to second in inning two.
Jorge Degatti.
Yeah, righty on righty battle. Degatti's first time facing Sylvester in the ballgame. First pitch to him, misses high. Degatti playing in game number 50 of the summer. Joined the team in the second week of the campaign on June 6th in Madison and has been here the whole summer and will finish out the summer in Wisconsin Rapids, his second season with the club. The 1-0 pitch hit on the ground on the right side. He flipped to second for one. The throw to first is in time. Johnson to Miller to Carver. It's an inning ending 4-6-3 double play. Raptors get the first two on, but they strand one. 6-0 the score. To the bottom of the third, we go right here from Capital Credit Union Park on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just did.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom three here at Capital Credit Union Park. Noah Marschke has gone six up, six down thus far in his first start in the Northwoods League. First pitch to the right-handed hitting first baseman Blade Carver is called a strike. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for your Raptors. No runs on no hits and an error for the Rockers. Game one of this two-game weekend series. A one delivery misses up and away. Raptors have not seen Blade Carver yet this season from Northern Oklahoma College.
Number eight, Blade Carver.
A native of Denton, Texas, playing in his 13th game of the summer. The 1-1. Off-speed delivery, missing upstairs for ball two. Carver 1-for-2 in the nightcap at Madison yesterday. He's a 256 hitter and 39 at-bats thus far. Finishing up his freshman season at Northern Oklahoma this past spring. Marschke goes fastball in the 2-1, and it misses upstairs for ball three. Raptors 1 in the first, 5 in the second. They sent 11 to the dish in inning 2. Marschke's 3-1. Driven in the air, center field. Aiden Teal turning back, giving it a good run out in front of the warning track to make the catch. For a second, it looked like Aiden Teal may have lost it in the sun. Instead, he was just getting to a spot and camping out to make the grab. First seven retired for Marschke, and he gets a lefty-on-lefty battle here with the catcher, Logan Gregorio. Gregorio from Yorkville, Illinois, Northern Illinois University, spent his first two seasons of college baseball at Division III Benedictine in Lisle. First pitch to Gregorio, fouled back. spent 8 games last year with Lakeshore and 10 games this season, split across halves 1 and 2 with Green Bay. 3 for 4 at Lakeshore, the last game he played in on July 31st. The 0-1. This is upstairs. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Baseball's a small world, it really is, and the connections, who knows who and because of who. Obviously, those who have listened long enough know a little bit about me, being now 63 games this summer, is the 1-1 foul back by Gregorio. I'm a graduate of North Central College in Naperville, Illinois, so right down the street from Benedictine, where Logan went for 2 years, but his two older brothers played baseball at NCC, and being the broadcaster for the Cardinals the last 2 years, Logan's older brother, Cole, was in his senior season when I was in my first season calling games for the team. So the 1-2 slider ripped on a line foul down the first base side. And all the buzz in Division III baseball, especially in the Chicagoland suburbs, have been about this kid, the youngest of the Gregorio brothers that have played through the college ranks thus far. And everyone's saying he's been the best, and yeah, the ability to go from D3 to D1 after 2 seasons is pretty impressive. The 1-2 popped foul. That'll find its way into the seats right behind home plate. 10 hits in his first 34 at-bats in a Rocker uniform this season. Was in the opening day lineup on May 27th at Wausau and went 0-for-3. Collected his first Northwoods League hit here at home on June 2nd against the Madison Mallards. Another 1-2 here in the battle between Marschke and Gregorio. It's the signs from Duggar, rocks and fires. He got him swinging on a fastball. 2 up, 2 down, 8 up, 8 down for Noah Marschke. And the batter is Will Johnson.
That's better. Second base, number 10, Will Johnson.
Will Johnson, a college teammate of Blade Carver over at Northern Oklahoma. Johnson, a native of Allen, Texas. 0 for his first 8 in a Rocker uniform this summer, now playing in Game 6. The first pitch fastball, foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Johnson 0 for 4, last game he played in, similar to Gregorio back at Moonlight Graham Field on the 31st. The 0-1. Popped foul. Right beyond the covering over our broadcast setup right here. Count now nothing at 2. Noah Marschke looking to go clean one time around the Rocker order in his first start, not only in the Northwoods League, but also in a Raptor uniform. The 0-2. On the inside corner, got him looking. Noah Marschke, have yourself an afternoon, young man. 9 up, 9 down. Perfect the first time around the order. It's 6-0 Rats. A third of the way home here from Capital Credit Union Park on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the...
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafter fans, your place to stay when coming to visit Rapids this summer is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Top of the fourth here in Ashwaubenon. Andy Yocker returning to you here for Rafters Radio on WFHR. 3-4-5 in the inning for Rapids. Due up Orlando Lordoy. The Faulkner product has a 1-1 count against the Green Bay right-hander Colton Sylvester. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, no hits, and an error for Green Bay. 1-1 pitch lined into left field. Daylon Adderley to his right makes the catch. 9-up, 9-down for Noah Marschke. First time around the Green Bay order. The recent high school graduate of Stevens Point Area High School has looked fantastic here in his first start in the Northwoods League. Chris Arroyo has reached in both of his plate appearances in the ballgame, hit by a pitch in the first inning, singled in the second. The first delivery from Sylvester, a middle fastball that is fouled straight back. 1-1, 5 in the second for Rapids. The first of this two-game series in Ashwaubenon. We'll be back here tomorrow, 1:05. It'll be a 12:55 pregame show on WFHR as the 0-1 delivery hit high in the air left field, turning Daylon Adderley around. Out onto the warning track to make the catch. 2-up, 2-down for the right-hander Sylvester in the fourth inning. To bring up Walker Buchanan.
Next batter, left fielder number 22, Walker Buchanan.
Buchanan, similar to Arroyo, reaching in both of his trips to the plate so far in this ballgame. Walker, an RBI single in the first, got aboard on a 6-4 fielder's choice back in inning two. The first pitch from Sylvester. This is upstairs and inside for ball one. Not any action in the Rafter bullpen. Mike Spears making his way back from his trip down to the stable to keep his relievers updated. 46 pitches thrown and 5 strikeouts for Marschke. Hasn't issued a walk yet either as the 1-0 delivery swung on and missed. Buchanan down to a knee to even the count at 1-1. Sylvester looking for a 1-2-3 top of the fourth inning, the 1-1 home. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Buchanan going to have to battle behind the eight ball here at a ball and 2 strikes. The Jupiter, Florida native going to keep this inning alive for the Rafters. The 1-2. Hit on the ground to short. Glove by Sam Miller. The throw to first takes the first baseman Carver off the bag. Buchanan's there safely. Another error from Miller in consecutive innings. Keeps the inning alive, and it brings up Cashel Duggar.
Next batter, catcher number 10, Cashel Duggar.
Duggar 1-for-1 in his 2 plate appearances today. Singled and scored in the second. Also, 3-7-pitch walk in the second inning. The UCLA Bruin looking to get aboard for the third time in this ballgame, just like Buchanan did. First pitch, hit on a line foul down the first base side out of the reach of Rafter first base coach Tom Zaglowski. A win today for Wisconsin Rapids will put them back over 500 overall in the season. Looking to go 32-31 in their first 63 games. The 0-1. Breaking ball, just missing the zone to even the count at a ball and a strike. Duggar, 28 starts, 33 games played in his freshman season as the catcher at UCLA. 1-1, tap foul right back behind home plate. It's now a ball and two strikes. Two away, Carver holding on Buchanan at first base, and a 1-2 count on the Rafter catcher. The payoff pitch here from Sylvester with 12 on the clock. This is downstairs to even the count at 2-2. A light toss over to first from Logan Gregorio to check in on Buchanan. The McIntosh on deck, Dalton Fiveash to follow. Set is Sylvester, 6 on the pitch clock, his 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball, darts out in front of home plate, and Duggar holds off from chasing in the turf. At that one, he's worked a full count. Buchanan will be taking off on the 3-2. They're going 2 up, 2 down in this inning. The full count pitch here from Sylvester. Hit hard on the ground to second base. And when it's in and out of the glove of Johnson, it'll get into shallow right field. Back-to-back errors for the Green Bay middle infield. Puts two on with two away for Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh doubled and scored back in the second, his 7th two-bagger of the season. Last time up to end that second frame, lined out to his shortstop counterpart, Sam Miller. A righty-on-righty battle here. Second time Sylvester and McIntosh are squaring off this afternoon. Pitch 44 for Sylvester coming in here. Chasing upstairs on that fastball is McIntosh. He pops it up on the left side of the infield. Sam Miller calling everyone off to make the catch and retire the side. 5 cents to the plate in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. They can't push anything across and leave two on. We head to the home half. Noah Marschke making his way back out to the mound in Ashwaubenon right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Capital Credit Union Park. The Rafters 6 and the Rockers nothing. Noah Marschke, 9 up, 9 down thus far in the ballgame. Gets the top of the order here with Makani Tanaka. Left-handed hitting center fielder flew out to left field. Back in the bottom of the first, swinging away at the first delivery in the air to right. That is Chris Arroyo to make the catch. One pitch, one out here in inning four. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio returning to you. And as always, thank you so much if you're listening today, whether it's on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or if you're listening on the Civic Media app for WFHR, locally grown radio. It's the shortstop, Sam Miller, from the right side, who went down swinging against Marschke back in the first inning. First delivery from the left-hander, in on the hands, grounded on the right side, gloved by Ben Lloyd. The throw to first is in time. A 4-3 put out of Sam Miller, two pitches, and two outs for Noah Marschke here in the fourth inning. Six runs on seven hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, no hits, and three errors for Green Bay. Two of those rocker errors came up the middle an inning ago. Dalen Adderley went down looking against Marschke back in the first inning. The Madison College commit just graduated high school a few months ago, and he is carving right now on the road on this Saturday. First pitch to Adderley in the air. Center field and shallow. Aiden Teal coming in on it, calling everyone off to make the catch and retire the side. Three pitches, three outs, 12 up, 12 down for Noah Marschke through four innings of play here in Ashwaubenon. 6-0 Raptors. 8-9-1 due up when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Home.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It is the top of the fifth here in Ashwaubenon. First pitch swinging, Dalton Fiveash on a line to second. Catch made by Johnson for the first out. Four pitches and four straight outs in this ball game. Within the last four batters faced a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth for Noah Marschke on three pitches. Andy Ockham returning to you here from Capital Credit Union Park on WFHR. 6-0 Rats, six runs, seven hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, a no hits, and three errors for Green Bay. 12 up, 12 down for the Stevens Point left-hander Noah Marschke in his first start of the summer. First delivery to Ben Lloyd. This is low for ball one. Two-run single for Lloyd, and Lee later scored back in the second. Reached on an error by the shortstop, Sam Miller, in the third. Colt Sylvester, the right-hander, remaining on the mound for Green Bay, his 1-0. Fastball missing downstairs for ball two on the Raptor second baseman. Top of the order on deck for the fourth time around, that's Aiden Teal. The 2-0. Foul tip into the glove of Logan Gregorio. There is still no action in the Rafter bullpen. And why would there be? Noah Marschke, 49 pitches in four innings as the 2-1 tap foul off the foot of Lloyd. Ben Lloyd, the beer batter here this afternoon in Ashwaubenon, and you get the half-price beer chant right now from the Rocker faithful. Sylvester out of the windup, gets the signs from Gregorio, his 2-2. He got him swinging. Foul tip into the glove of Gregorio, two up, two down for Sylvester here in the top of the fifth inning. Aiden Teal, 1-for-3, a three-run round tripper. Back in the second, his ninth home run of the season. First delivery from Sylvester, rolled over on the ground, right side, backhanded by the first baseman, Carver. He'll flip to the bag in time to retire the side. 1-2-3, top of the fifth here for Colton Sylvester. Before we head to the bottom half, Raptor fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer and all year round. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Raptors, no runs, no hits, and 3 errors for Green Bay as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Noah Marschke back out to the mound, gets the 4-5-6 spots in the Rocker order right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom 5-6-0 Rafters here from Capital Credit Union Park. First pitch from Noah Marschke, the left-hander to Jake Bold is called a strike. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, no runs, no hits, and 3 errors for Green Bay. Marschke back out for his fifth inning of work and his first start in the Northwoods League. A 1 fastball missing upstairs to even the count at a ball and a strike. Andy Ockham on locally grown radio, WFHR, all summer long. Game 63 of our 70-game slate. The 1-1. And on the hands, popped up, foul territory, first base side. Five-Ash giving chase near the Raptor bullpen, and it will get out of play. Marschke worked a 1-2-3 fourth inning, just like he's done in every frame, but in the fourth, it was on 3 pitches. A flyout to right field of Makani Tanaka. Sam Miller grounded out to second, and Dalen Adderley flew out to center field. He attending Madison College in the fall for his freshman year. Youngest guy on the team all season. Looks like a seasoned veteran. The 1-2. In the air, center field, Aiden Teal. Battling the sun, camps underneath it to make the catch. To bring up Nick Harms, who popped out to the shortstop back in the second inning. A lefty-on-lefty battle here for Marschke. Rafters plated one run in the first and five in the second. That crooked number in inning two, the real difference maker up to this point. First pitch from Marschke to Harms. Breaking ball, missing low and inside. Caleb Reuter, the start this afternoon for Green Bay. Lasted an inning and a third, allowed seven hits and all six earned runs. Colton Sylvester out of the bullpen for Green Bay has done a nice job up to this point. The 1-0 fastball on the outer edge is there for a called strike. Sylvester, same amount of pitches thrown as Reuter in his 3 2/3. No hits allowed, two walks and a strikeout. Long pause from Marschke, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, went fastball, and Harms could not connect. It is 1-2. Lane Allen on deck, Blade Carver to follow. Marschke set, third base side of the rubber. Five on the pitch clock, his 1-2. Went back to the high cheddar, but it misses upstairs to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A wonderful afternoon here for baseball in Ashwaubenon. Sun is a-shining. 2-2 slider got him swinging. Two up, two down here in the fifth for Noah Marschke. Punch out number 6 in the ballgame for the left-hander. Lane Allen went down looking against Marschke to retire the side back in the second. The right-handed batter's box, first pitch from Marschke. Popped up, straight back and out of play, foul. Count begins 0-1. Allen's been around for most of the season. As mentioned earlier, this is his 43rd game of the campaign, having a hit in each of his last three battles. The 0-1. Fastball missing upstairs to even the count at a ball and a strike. When we get to the top of inning six, it'll be the 2-3-4 spots for Rapids. Degatti, Lordoy, and Arroyo against the Rocker bullpen. The 1-1. Breaking ball, catching the knees. It's called a strike by the home plate umpire, Henry Schmielwitz. That's where Marschke's been able to have so much success, changing eye levels. See if he follows up that low breaking ball with a high heater. The 1-2. Hit on a line to short. McIntosh to his left, sliding. Throws to first, picked off by Fiveash in time. 15 up, 15 down for Noah Marschke. The kid has been fantastic here all afternoon long. We're through 5 innings of play in Ashwaubenon, the Rafters 6, and the Rockers nothing right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's scream! For-
for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Cruising right along here, top of inning six from Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. Raptors Rockers, the first of this two-game set on the road. First pitch of the frame to Jorge Degatti. From Colton Sylvester, hit in the air right center field. That is Makani Tanaka. The Rocker center fielder making the catch in the gap for the first out of the inning. 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Raptors, no runs on no hits, and 3 errors for Green Bay. Andy Occam, your voice of Raptor baseball all summer long, honored to be joining you here on the road. Orlando Lordoy, 0 for 2 in 3 plate appearances. Sees a first pitch fastball right down the chute from Sylvester for a strike. Lone time aboard for Lordoy was in the second inning when he was hit by a pitch. The 0-1. Another fastball that misses upstairs. Count evens 1-1. 15 up, 15 down for the left-hander Noah Marschke. It's been fantastic all afternoon long. His second outing with the team this summer. His first start as the 1-1 hit in the air left field. Tailing foul. Just out of the reach of Dalen Adderley. It'll bounce into the seats, and it makes it a 1-2 count here on the Faulkner product, Orlando Lordoy. For Marschke in the ballgame, 62 pitches thrown. No hits, no runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. For the young man who just graduated high school in Stevens Point a few months ago. Not a lot of action in that Raptor bullpen. It is going to remain with the left-hander. It's Blake Carver, Logan Gregorio, and Will Johnson next inning as the first pitch to Chris Arroyo. I should say, we're back on Lordoy. Arroyo is being shown right now on that right field video board here at Capital Credit Union Park. It is still Lordoy's. That was a foul ball, the 2-2. Breaking ball, rolled foul down the first base side. Always good for a head fake every once in a while. Whether it's the umpires deking me out, the count on the scoreboard, or a wrong picture being shown. We're all human. It happens. Another 2-2 here to Lordoy out of the hand of Sylvester. Fastball, he got him looking. Top of the zone, elevating that heater. 2 up, 2 down for the right-hander here in the top of inning 6. A 1-2-3 fifth inning for Sylvester, looking to go 6 up, 6 down in innings 5 and 6 out of the bullpen for Chris Krepling this afternoon. Chris Arroyo has been aboard 2 of his 3 times in the box here today. 1 for 2, hit by a pitch in the first inning, singled in the second, flew out to left field his last time up in the fourth. First pitch to Arroyo, line to right field. That one will drift foul out in front of the Raptor bullpen. Count begins 0-1. All Raptors here in Ashwaubenon, the first of 4 meetings between the two teams in the final week of the season. Out of the windup, the 0-1. This is upstairs with that breaking ball to even the count at a ball and a strike. A 4.11 on base percentage entering today for Arroyo, having that climb as the 1-1 fastball misses up and away. On deck is his Virginia teammate, Walker Buchanan. Cashel Duggar to follow. Middle of the Raptor order for the 4th time around. 2-1 the count. The next delivery from Sylvester. This is downstairs at the ankles for ball three. See how much longer the leash is on the right-hander who came in the second inning. Following an inning and a third from the starting left-hander, Caleb Reuter. A 3-1 fastball in the air, right field. If it's fair, it is gone, but it is well foul. It had the distance off the bat of Chris Arroyo. Just could not keep that fair. It is a 3-2 count, just a long strike two from Sylvester. The payoff pitch incoming from the right-hander. Hit in the air, right center and shallow. Tanaka coming in, calling off Nick Harms to make the catch and retire the side. Three up, three down. And we are heading to the bottom of inning six. But before we do so, Raptor fans, this summer, your place to stay when visiting the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Noah Marschke out in front of the Raptor dugout gets the nod of approval to head back to the mound. The left-hander gets the 7-8-9 spots as we head to the bottom of the sixth. 6-0 Raptors right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom six here in Ashwaubenon. Raptors 6, Rockers nothing on WFHR. First pitch to Blade Carver from Noah Marschke. Hit in the air, right center field, and the perfect game is no more. Blade Carver clears the shipping crates. Instead of no runs on no hits and three errors, it's now a run on a hit and three errors for Green Bay. A solo homer for Carver, his second of the summer. Noah Marschke, 15 up, 15 down. Still, tip your cap to the young man. His first start as a Raptor and in the Northwoods League, that is a great way to make an impression on the baseball world. Logan Gregorio will step into the left-handed batter's box. There's no doubt about that one off the bat of Carver. Gregorio, a strikeout victim back in the third inning against Marschke. First pitch fastball in there for a called strike. His first pitch swinging from Carver, too. Saw something he liked, went after it right away. Jumped on him early in the count. The 0-1. Fastball popped up in the air, third base side, foul territory. It'll escape the yard and find the seats. Count now nothing and two on the NIU Husky to be teammates this fall with Ben Lloyd, the starting Raptor second baseman in this ball game. A lucky young fan going home with that souvenir off the bat of the Rocker catcher. Marschke gives the nod to Cashel Duggar as the ball has now made its way out onto the field. Might have been that same young fan who had received that ball, or no, it came from the Rocker bullpen. Okay, good. I was going to say, you can't throw back a foul ball if it's an opposing home run hit, but not a foul tip back as the 0-2 swung on and missed in and out of the glove of Cashel Duggar. A drop third and throw down to first is in time. Three-pitch punch out for Marschke is the first out in the bottom of inning six. Andy Ockham for Locally Grown Radio, thanking you so much, as always, for spending your Saturday afternoon here with us on the road.
Will Johnson,
still in search of his first rocker in Northwoods League hit, went down looking against Marschke to end the third. First delivery from the left-hander, Johnson showing bunt, pulls back as it misses inside. More action in the rocker bullpen. Colton Sylvester, three up, three down in innings five and six. Right-hander, 4 2/3, hitless and scoreless innings out of the rocker bullpen, let's say, this game. It's the 1-0 pitch hit in the air center field. It is going to bounce in front of Aiden Teal. There's the first rocker in Northwoods League hit off the bat of Will Johnson. A one-out single here in the bottom of inning six. When you look down to the Raptor bullpen, a couple of bodies are starting to move. You see Noah Willingham along with Dakota Crumbly getting loose.
Center fielder number 7, Makani Tanaka.
Makani Tanaka back to the top of the rocker card for the third time around. He's 0 for 2. A couple of flyouts in the ballgame. To left field in the first and to right field in the fourth. First pitch in the air, right field. Arroyo is going to watch this one clear the crates. It's a two-run homer off the bat of Makani Tanaka. Two homers in this inning off Noah Marschke makes it a 6-3 game. I have to imagine that Raptor bullpen's going to get up in a hurry here. Mike Spears making his way out to the mound, a quick conference to give a couple of seconds for Noah Marschke to catch his breath. As I mentioned, for Blade Carver, the Northern Oklahoma product, his second homer of the season. The Oral Roberts commit, Makani Tanaka leaving the yard for the fifth time. Noah Marschke, 5 perfect innings entering the sixth. He's gotten tagged up a bit here.
Yes, that was a quick trip to the mound. Anytime is a great time to stop by your local Quick Trip, where they've got you covered with all your favorites. From Blazers to Gorilla Coffee to High from the Oven Pizza Slices, Quick Trip, proud supporter of your Green Bay Rockers.
Sam Miller, a strikeout in the first, grounded out to second base back in the fourth. The first pitch breaking ball from Marschke misses the zone for ball one.
Sam Miller now the batter.
And it is Noah Willingham warming up in the Raptor bullpen. The 1-0. Pass ball missing inside for ball two. Right-hander from Steele, Missouri. Williams Baptist University at the NAIA level this past spring. 2-0 misses up and in for ball three. Well, Dakota Crumbly's got his glove, and he's moving around in the Raptor stable. A lot of action here. The line could be coming to an end for Noah Marschke this afternoon. The 3-0 from the southpaw. This is upstairs for ball four. It's a 4-pitch walk, and the batter is Dalen Adderley.
Hey, there's a walk brought to you by Green Bay ER Hospital. Walk right into Green Bay ER and Hospital for top-tier emergency care. Now batting is left fielder number 3, Dalen Adderley.
Adderley, a looking strikeout back in the first. He flew out to center to end the fourth. The first delivery. Missing upstairs to Adderley for ball one. From Noah Marschke. So it appears it'll go from Noah Marschke to Noah Willingham. Runner leading off first being held on by Dalton Fiveash. The 1-0. Slider fouled back to the netting, count evens at a ball and a strike. Marschke set, hands above the belt buckle, the 1-1 to the three-hole hitter. Check swing fouled into the Raptor dugout down the first base side. Count now 1-2. Ball and two strikes, one out in the inning. Marschke, if he can generate a ground ball off Adderley here, could get out of the frame. Looks over at first twice, nine on the pitch clock. The 1-2 will have to wait as the left-hander fires a pickoff move over to Dalton Fiveash. The Bahamas native out of Loyola Marymount University. 15 runs driven in on the season for Adderley. The 1-2 is fouled straight back. Jake Bold on deck, then it's Nick Harms. Hitter number six for Chris Kreppling's Rockers this inning after they went up 3-up, 3-down in the first five frames of the ballgame. They just trail it by 3 runs. Marschke ahead, still at a ball and 2 strikes. Comes set, third base side of the rubber. Gives a nod to Duggar, the 1-2. Breaking ball fouled away. That'll get into the seats down the first base line. Lengthy battle here between Adderley and Noah Marschke. Another 1-2 here from Marschke. Fastball hit in the air. Foul down the first base line. Fiveash giving chase, but it will escape the field of play. Marschke's pitch count rising as well in this inning. 62 pitches through 5 frames. This will be his 80th of the ball game, so number 18 on the inning. That's good quick math for the broadcaster up here. Another 1-2 here in this lengthy battle. Hit on a line to right field. It's going to get down in front of Chris Arroyo and get past his glove. Each runner will advance 90 feet. They're on second and third with one out here in the sixth. We'll see how it's scored. It will be a double for Adderley. Haven't seen a motion in the bullpen yet. Jake Bold getting into the right-handed batter's box right now, the designated hitter from Princeton. They're going to stick with Marschke, it appears, prior to the first pitch. Cashel Duggar making his way out to the mound to talk it up with the young left-hander. Could just be buying knowing Willingham some more time in the right field bullpen. Six nothing, we had it entering this frame. 5 perfect innings from Noah Marschke. He's now given up 3 runs on 4 hits, a couple of homers. Now Mike Spears will make his way out to the hill for a pitching change. It is the Raptor debut for Noah Willingham. Noah Marschke should get a nice round of applause here from the Raptor fans that made the trek to Green Bay. 2 aboard, 6-3 the score, 1 out, bottom 6. We'll be back here in Ashwaubenon in just a couple of minutes right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health,